I'm reading a headline the other day, and that headline was like, extinct no longer.
Right.
Brontosaurus may make a comeback. And I'm like, oh, Christ.
The only way that's possible.
Right, is if some jerk off in a lab decides to, like, get some DNA and they clone, like, you know, just like they clone that goat or whatever it is. And I was saying to myself, like, you know there's some nerd out there that wants to make a name for himself that wouldn't think twice about attempting to recreate dinosaurs.
Absolutely right.
In a lab. And I just start shaking my head in disgust because it's just... But then I start thinking, what would happen? What would happen? Not if there was like...
A couple got loose?
Yeah, just a couple of them. Mm. I mean, like if there was one, there would be a fighter jet up in the air and they'd have that thing taken out in no time.
Even if there's a couple.
But what if there was like, I don't know, 30?
Running in a pack.
30, just like...
Across town.
All of a sudden, like, he had, for some reason, like, somehow he was able to keep these things in it was like Plum Island, and nobody really knew what was going on in Plum Island, and all of a sudden, the guy just decided to get him over here. I don't know. I know it's a stupid conversation, but what would happen?
Well, this whole movie's made out of this possibility, and some geeky guy and who I wanted to make, you know, doing... and Jurassic Park. They wanted to make money off it by putting him in a park.
Right. I never saw Jurassic Park. And
yeah,
I know
that
and I know they got the new one coming up, because I'm not normally into this whole thing.
Yeah,
I just tried to picture, like, what Long Island would be like if all of a sudden there was a... attention, ladies and gentlemen. There's a couple of brontosauruses.
All right, I'm lying. There's 30.
Or T-Rexes, you know, running around.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you even protect?
All they need is 5 minutes. They're like, wiping out neighborhoods with a tail swipe.
In 5 minutes, right?
Yes.
I mean, it could be.
It's pretty good. That sounds horrible.
Sounds like a really bad day. Right?
Wow.
Like, how long could it take for it to, like, wreck? If they were, say they were 30 and they got across Long Island, I mean, do we have 24 hours before the whole place is destroyed?
They're beyond the size of stuff we can imagine. I mean,
if you're a Suffolk County...
Beyond, and they're running and they're crushing houses with their feet.
If you're a Suffolk County cop... And you get that call. All hands on deck. We got 30 Tyrannosaurus Rexes running around or whatever the hell they are.
All SCPD cruisers, please report to Not a Chance.
Yeah, are you not checking to see how many sick days you got left?
I'm going across a bridge.
Like, seriously.
To a beach. Hopefully they drown it. No, they won't. They'll, like, go right through it across the bay, too.
Do we have a shot at making it past 24 hours? Okay, say there's 10 of them.
That's tough.
I've never watched any of these dinosaur specials, so I don't really, I don't know a lot about it. I really,
Jurassic
really don't.
Watch Jurassic Park. No matter where you hide, all of a sudden, there's one little window in the place you're hiding, and the dinosaur eye comes up to the window, and he's looking inside. And you know it's over. You smell the breath, you feel the breath of the dinosaur. I don't know. I don't like our odds at all.
Did Mythbusters do anything about that, Ted?
I don't know. I'll have to check it out.
Thanks.
652, here's Ted.
Long Island Railroad for it.
Go ahead. This is what it's good. This is what a day was going to be like.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
JP, 705, heavy rain, a high of 65 today. If you're just joining us, we were talking about brontosauruses and dinosaurs making a comeback, if that was ever possible.
Yeah, there was just a story. It says, extinct no longer, brontosauruses may be making a may make a comeback, whatever. But
that's if somebody messes around and tries to bring
the
them back.
DNA. There is a new Jurassic Park
Jurassic
movie
World,
coming out.
Yeah, Brett was saying it comes out in June sometime.
That's
this month.
The second or third one.
Fourth, I believe. Yeah, I saw the first two. I didn't bother with the third one, but
is there any? Are they good?
They're really good. Yeah, first I can only vouch for the first one and two, but they were awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's a, you know, Jurassic Park is one of the biggest movies that's been made.
So you,
there's
a
reason.
I was telling you before the. Years ago, it was either Discovery Channel or National Geographic, whatever it was. They were doing this whole big, like, week-long series on the dinosaurs and what Earth was like with dinosaurs and all that stuff.
Right. I remember them saying the technology was really good, so it was, like, very, not 3D, but it was, like, one of the first made big HD type things.
They made
like that.
It, right. They made it very real and whatever it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
And a friend of mine was moving into an apartment in West Babel. This friend of mine... Now, if you live in Deer Park, you have a very good reason to be concerned.
Why?
Because this friend of mine is a teacher in the schools. Okay.
Is he a science teacher?
It's a she.
Is she a science teacher?
No.
Okay.
No, it's in the middle.
But she's a teacher.
It's in a middle school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is 10 years ago during this dinosaurs thing.
Maybe, yeah, during this dinosaur thing. And I remember we were moving her into an apartment here in West Babylon. Okay. And we went and got a TV, and me and my friend Kenny were hooking the TV up in the house. And that's when we first started seeing all the coming attractions for this dinosaur thing. And it's going to be phenomenal. And it looked really, really sick.
Mm-hmm.
And this friend of mine, this teacher, this molder of minds, says, and I quote,
oh boy,
how'd they get all the cameras there? What? What'd you say?
That's dumb.
How'd they get all the cameras around the dinosaurs?
Oh boy. Is she pretty?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, she's pretty.
She's really teaching the youth?
She's really teaching. So me and Kenny just look at each other like, did this just happen?
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, it did. So what do you mean? Like, so what do you mean? I'm almost going to say her name. So what do you mean? She's like, well, look at all this. I mean, they had to have cameras there. They can't do this without having had the cameras there.
Yee.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. She's a teacher.
Awesome.
In middle school.
Isn't that something?
I think it's middle school. What's right? Middle school is now junior high school? What's fourth, fifth, and sixth? What, third, fourth, and
I thought middle school was sixth, seventh, and eighth.
No, what's third, fourth, and fifth?
Elementary school.
No.
Yeah.
No, because that would be the K. What's fourth and fifth?
What do you mean?
It's all part of elementary. At least elementary. In Brooklyn, it was elementary.
It's all elementary.
K through six. Yeah. K through five.
Yeah, I think she. Yeah, whatever. She's in that. It's definitely before high school. Yeah. She teaches that.
Definitely before high school.
Good luck raising your kids over there.
Their formative years.
Yep.
Elemental years. 7:08. It's time for the roads here instead.
Heading out now this morning. We are dealing with.
WBAB, Roger and JP, 719. If you're just joining us, we were talking a few minutes ago about there's a whole article on the theory of if they could bring dinosaurs back.
There's always one.
With DNA and that kind of thing. And now we have a guy on the line who maybe is kind of an enthusiast.
We're getting to him now. We get to him. What's his story?
Go ahead. Give us the basics of what you're talking about.
Y'all, just hear me out, man. 50 years ago, they didn't think low-level gorillas existed until Dr. Jane Goodall proved it. But they still exist, man. The Mokele Mbembe in the African Congo and the Mokele. I'm telling you, they still exist.
Hold on.
I'm going to go pour.
Is this how we're starting?
Play a song. A I'm going to pour a drink Hold and I'll on. Be right back.
The Mokele and the Mokele Mbembe. They exist, he says. Dinosaurs. All right, listen, hold on. Give us a rest. This guy is passionate, knows his stuff, and will try to explain to us how dinosaurs exist if JP doesn't quit before the call ends. Get to it next, 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. 23. Heavy rain today, 65 degrees. All right, listen, we have a guy on the line who has started off by telling us, listen, dinosaurs exist. He does like a lot of research or something. Anyway, he seems to know what he's talking about. We were just talking about the outside possibility of DNA and someone in a lab turning. Well, this guy says, oh, no, it's very possible. So you are totally convinced that dinosaurs actually exist right now on Earth?
Totally, man. Just because we live on concrete doesn't mean we know anything about the Congo. The natives have been saying it for 50 years. They still exist.
What were those words you were saying? Mokele? What are you?
Yeah. Mokele, and Mokele Mbembe.
What is that?
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I study this stuff. I'm a nut, okay?
Well, are those the names of tribes?
No, those are the names given to these animals that these tribe people have seen.
Uh-huh.
Like the 20-foot neck and the back sticking out, and they just eat grass and they just chill out in the Congo. You know, think about it. There's hundreds of thousands of square miles that are unexplored.
Doesn't mean
we live on Long Island. We know everything about the African Congo.
Right.
I'm telling you.
So dinosaur-like creatures, if not dinosaurs, exist in the Congo, you say?
Yeah, I hear JP gasping. No, it's true, man. But there's rumors that pterodactyls still exist Guam and stuff.
If I was an advertiser on a radio station and I heard this conversation happen right now, I would pull all my advertising off.
Dude, I'm telling you, just check it out. The middle of the African Congo.
Okay.
All right, so I should search Congo dinosaurs and I'll find the story of the Mokele.
Yeah,
Michele Mugambi.
Yeah,
Gorilla.
Right.
Yeah, him too, man.
Are you kidding? Are you being serious?
I am totally serious. I study this stuff all day. All right, people watch porn in their free time. I'm on YouTube looking for dinosaurs. I'm a teacher too.
Oh no!
Are you teaching kids that there's dinosaurs still on this earth?
No. I'm not a science teacher, dude.
All right, I gotta All go. Right. I got you,
Thank you.
You're making me want to quit my job.
Sorry, man. Have a great day.
All right. So that guy thinks, and I mean, maybe he does know more than we do. Maybe there are some sort of creatures in the Congo, but dinosaurs? Wouldn't they have just wiped things out by now over there?
I guess if they're just like grass eaters, they're staying with us. Yeah.
I guess if hundreds of thousands of square miles of grass and plants, they're going to hang out.
They're going to hang out because their food supply is there. So why would they leave it?
They're vegans. They'll just hang right there.
Oh, my God.
The things we learn. Pat just texted us. I didn't know people did heroin before 8 o'clock in the morning. 725. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 729. The last guy who called, a little bit of reaction to him. He said, listen, it's very possible dinosaurs exist in the Congo. Hundreds of thousands of square miles, unexplored territory. And the natives there have said forever that they exist. 20-foot necks, big spiked backs.
Yeah, the natives who put sticks in their lips.
The Miguel Magumba, and there's like a couple of names for the dinosaurs and stuff. Very interesting.
You know, the ones that really got it all together.
Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
Hey, we're all dinosaurs. I'm living with one. 5'1" and 125 pounds.
She's fierce. She's got sharp teeth.
Just her breath in the morning.
She does. What a great day that guy with the dinosaurs. Is he kidding me?
Well,
hey, listen, man.
The Earth's a big place.
It's only Monday. It's going to be a good week.
The scary part is I can't wait to get to work and go on the internet to see if there is.
I know. It makes you wonder. How do you spell Magumba Lugumba?
I'm trying to get there as fast as I can because I got to look it up.
Good luck. See ya. It does make you wonder.